Bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Out Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Out Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
I want to give you a testimony or two. But now listen yet. It's not about the glory of anything but Jesus. Who's the healer? Jesus. He did it through the Holy Spirit, right? So we don't take the, well, I prayed. I want to hear that you prayed for someone and they got healed, because we want to see that it's God said we can. But don't take the glory. Oh no, don't you take the glory. Are you ready?
Saturday morning, I went to a men's meeting with Pastor Jerry. Teaching was all in Ephesians 6. He said in the meeting, the adversary attacks men of God through their health, finances, or family. That afternoon, I was woken up by my wife telling me that my daughter had been airlifted to Longwood. I left the house and passed by miles of cars backed up in an accident. I stopped at the scene and I was very terrified. I immediately called Pastor Jerry and Pastor Donnellan. I knew that I was in a fight, and the only weapon that I could use that day was prayer. The Lord confirmed me through the attack that day that the doctor was telling us that she could lose her arm and could lose her life from infection. But you know what? I did not believe the report of the doctors. I believed the report of the Lord. And I truly know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he came to steal my daughter from me. Guess what? But he came to give me life more abundantly. And I speak that into existence every day. And I thank God for the teaching for Pastor Jerry and Pastor Donnellan, that he gives us the authority to dispatch angels. We dispatch angels every day to protect our children. Hallelujah. Long story short, we went to the hospital. And then we were focused in. They were cleaning her up, and I seen the hair was very short on her head. And I heard the Lord was just making it right. And I told Pastor Jerry, I says, Pastor Jerry, I don't understand, but God is bringing this to show me something. He says, pray to him, and he will show you. Later on that week, I went to to meet the people that pulled her out of the water. And guy was apologizing because he had to cut her hair to get her out of the truck. Okay, the water was 3.5 inches from her mouth. I spoke to my wife just a week before that. I said, I don't understand why this water is so shallow. I don't understand. But God revealed it to me because he's seen the attack coming. Because what had happened was, is he had to cut her hair because her hair was pinned between the top of the seat and the bottom of the roof. The angels was holding her hair to keep her head because she was unconscious. He said, Mr. Kelly, if the water was 3.5 inches deeper, we would not be talking here today. She had water in her lungs, okay? God is a God of miracles.
Absolutely.
He's a God of miracles yesterday, amen, today, and tomorrow, and forever.
Yes.
And I promise you, his will not return void. Guys, he wants us to live this. Yes. He wants us to live the Bible, live the teachings. And I'm real quick, where is she? We're a little bit. I have a 7-month-old granddaughter. The thief come to try to steal her from me too.
Amen.
Because he knows what that would have done. He would have wrecked us. Hang on 1 second.
So, yes, now, sorry. So that was in reference to the accident when I had flipped his truck into the canal on Orange Avenue that Saturday. I was rushing to town. I was racing to town. And I flipped 8 times, and my arm wound up out the window.
8 times.
She flipped 8 times in an F-250. Have you seen the size of that truck? When I saw the truck in their house, maybe a month or two later,
he still has it.
I could not believe my eyes that anyone walked out of this alive. I mean, that thing flipped 8 times into the canal, and she was pinned by the hair, the roof, and the headrest, because to me this is just crazy phenomenal how God is. Her hair was caught up in that, and her nose was 3.5 inches, and she was unconscious. 3.5 inches out of the water. They cut her hair with a knife. Mm-hmm. The firefighters, is it right?
Yes.
With a knife to get her out and airlift her to the hospital. Wow.
every Saturday, she comes out to us with Okeechobee, and she works the computers, and she sings with my wife every Saturday, because she truly, truly sings his praises from the mountaintop. And I'm going to tell you, because the adversary knew that she was going to do something for the kingdom, and he tried to stop that short. But you know what? God delivered her from that.
Amen.
And so, and then she will cry it from the mountaintops. And she, now look at her arm.
Lift it.
Her arm was outside the vehicle as it was rolling over, okay? And she had a compound fracture and everything. And they said that she could have minded lost her arm. And I asked her one day, I says, you know, do you want to do some plastic surgery, so on and so forth? She says, no, because every time I look down at my arm, I know how much Jesus and God loves
me. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Susan. Now, how many of you see the miraculous in that? Three of you. Oh, that's great. I'm glad. That's really exciting. I'm sure God's going to say, woo, I want to show you more miracles because you're really exploding in joy. That could have been a disaster where you wouldn't have seen her, her grandchild, even her family. You don't know what could have happened. God supernaturally, miraculously rescued that girl and healed her body. Good Lord.
Yes, sir.
Let me hold it for you. Then you'll talk loud.
I am so thankful that I go to this church and that Pastor Jerry and Pastor Donald has taught me the Word of God, because December 13, 2017, there is no other reason that I'm here other than the fact that God healed me, God protects me, and we do have warring angels surrounding us.
Amen.
I was in the passenger seat. We were going about 50 miles an hour, and a BMW pulled out and blocked the whole road at the last minute. The windows were up. The car was locked. The car was on fire. I didn't understand that day why not one person would help me. The driver came back three different times and walked through glass to wake me up because I was unconscious in a burning car. And the first thing that I heard, God gave me comfort. I heard, we saw the bright white thing in front of you. Your airbag went off. No, it didn't, because the first thing I looked up when I came to was the glove box, and then I tried to open the door. But God gave me the strength to get out of that car, and I got up three different times. I even got into fire ants, and I had some lady leaning over me, and she was saying, you have fire ants on you. She wouldn't touch me. Nobody touched me that day, but God was there with me. God healed me. Over the past year, if you would have talked to me a year ago, I couldn't even hold a proper business conversation with anybody. But God was there through the whole entire struggle. I went from not even being able to hardly walk. They told me I will never run again, and I'm running right through that back door right now, because God completely healed me from head to toe. I was looking at 12 surgeries, 5 on my back, my hip, my knee, my foot, the right-hand side of my brain, and my hand, and everything works properly in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Come on. Come on. Give the Lord some shout in the house. Come on. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now come down here and run to your seat, okay? I want you to run to your seat. Don't trip, whatever you do. Come on, run to your seat. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Good morning.
Precious, precious saints.
Good morning, church. My name is Sylvia. About a month and a half ago, I had surgery on my hip. And I want you to know that I did not have one pain after surgery. The doctor will ask me, how far is your pain, 1 to 10? And I said, doctor, no pain. No pain. I know that the church was praying for me. I thank every one of you that pray for me. I am very blessed to be in this church. Thank you. Thank you.
Now listen. Listen. She had the operation, the hip replacement. 2 hours later, they dragged her out of bed and said, walk. 2 hours after the operation, she's walking, and they say, what is the pain? If you don't tell us, we can't fix it later on. Is that correct?
Yes.
And she said, on a scale of 1 to 10, she says, 0. It's no pain.
No pain.
She hasn't had pain that day. She hasn't pain since, and she's healed completely in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, my sister.
Hi, my name is Vicky, if you don't know who I am. A couple weekends ago, I experienced God in a new way. I went for a sister weekend away up in North Carolina, and my one sister had said, please pray for us on Facebook because we're going horseback riding today. Well, Cindy had seen that, and she was praying for us that morning, and she was praying for angels to protect us. And let me tell you, there were angels there. We went to go get on to the horses, and they were tied to the trailer still. And God gives us wisdom and discernment, that's for sure. And I had mirror sunglasses on my face, and I took them off. I felt like I needed to take the glasses off to be able to look at the horse and talk to him before I got onto the horse. Well, when I went to get on the horse, I put my sunglasses here, and they fell off when I went to get on the horse. And when they fell off, the horse must have gotten totally spooked from that. And I was on him, and he was totally out of control, completely. I had this vision in that very moment that I was going to be thrown into the trailer and that it would end up in a tragic way. And I knew that moment that I had no choice but to just rely on God. And I just slid off the horse. And when I slid off the horse, of course, you get the wind knocked out of you, and it's a disoriented kind of feeling in that moment. And my one sister that was already on the horse, hers was starting to act up when all this occurred. And when it happened, when I slid off the horse, she goes, "Move!" And I'm telling you, I couldn't think in that moment because the wind was knocked out of me. And it had to be God.
Amen.
The other girls seen me just like being pulled out of there by my ankles. Being pulled out, they said, "There's no physical way possible that you could have backed out of that situation like you did.
Wow.
Only by the grace of God and by the angels that are there was I pulled out because my head came this close from being smashed by the hoof."
Wow. Wow.
So there are angels. I believe in them, absolutely. And please pray for protection over your family and your loved ones because they are real. And let me just tell you, when I fell off that horse, God spoke to me and he said, you're giving me all your trust. You're trusting me completely. And I want you to do that in everything, not just this moment, in everything.
Praise God. Praise God. You know how many people have been killed and maimed and from horses kicking them in the head and things like that. I mean, she was under this thing going crazy with hoofs flying. And they said it was not even humanly possible for you to come out the way you did. I'm telling you, I believe an angel of God just ripped her through there. Amen.
One more thing. They gathered around me and they said, "What is hurting?" And I said, "My back was in that very moment. They prayed over me." Let me tell you, God is a miracle worker. Amen. I hopped right back up on that very same horse, and we went for 2.5 hours on a trail ride.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much. Now, while we're doing this today, I want you to see the hand of God. None of you are exempt from what happens. I want you to get your faith up. This is to stir up your faith. And I know there's many, many more people, but we'll be here until tomorrow if you all have to come and give your testimonies. I know many of you that have got those. So these are just a select few that we want you to hear. So get your faith up, because we're going to pray and lay hands. And the games are going to begin.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y magnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristOnlyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Hi, I'm Pastor Christian of Exponential Church. I get asked all the time, what does exponential mean? Exponential simply means to grow by multiplying. You may think that